Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. After almost a decade, a high-profile family feud in India's real estate industry has now ended. Following a three-month mediation process, the warring brothers Abhishek and Abhinandan Lodha have amicably settled their dispute over the Lodha brand. Reports Shiladitya Pandit. The property barons have agreed to part ways with Macrotech developers owning the Lodha brand and House of Abhinandan Lodha retaining its own identity. The government has given steel major ArcelorMittal Nippon Steel India an exemption to import an additional 71,500 metric tons of low ash metallurgical coke from Poland over and above its existing allocation, despite the government's recent import curbs. Aishwarya Nair writes that the company had earlier warned that restrictions would disrupt its steel production and impact its $9 billion expansion plans in India. UPI has been the shining jewel of India's digital public infrastructure, but 4 UPI outages in 18 days have raised concerns about the fragile underbelly of India's digital payments. With 40 crore unique users and about 83% market share, UPI is the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem, and Anand Jay spoke to a range of fintech executives who are now advocating new solutions to ensure the stability of India's digital payments highway. Turning to fiscal matters, the government's asset sales are finally picking up pace. The Department of Investment and Public Asset Management is set to invite expressions of interest for the sale of at least 2 of the 3 Air India units, which remained in government control after Air India's sale to the Tata Group in 2021. Meghna Mittal reports. The centre aims to meet its annual disinvestment target by reviving the stalled sale process. A government estimate had pegged receipts from selling the former Air India units at around Rs 3,000 crore. Just how much will Donald Trump's tariff war on Chinese imports hurt the American Aam Aadmi? Ishan Gera looked into the numbers and found that the immediate pain will be on items like smartphones, laptops, lithium-ion batteries and toys. In high-value categories such as smartphones, China had an 81% share of US imports in 2024. The Asian nation also accounted for 99.7% of the US imports of toasters in the past year and a similar proportion in alarm clocks, electric blankets, artificial flowers and umbrellas. With tariffs expected to surge as much as 173%, American consumers might soon feel the pinch. With the Modi government fearing dumping of cheap Chinese goods and tightening measure to prevent an influx, Ishan also looked at India's trade patterns to find that Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia and Thailand have seized a large share of China's share of imports to India between 2021 and 2024. Many of these Southeast Asian countries also serve as a conduit for Chinese goods and their imports to India have grown at a fast clip. From trade to tech, the myth that India lacks talent in deep tech is just that, a myth. The real issue isn't capability, it's mindset, argue Silicon Valley technologist Vivek Wadhwa. India has the talent and ability to deliver but lacks self-belief and entrepreneurship, he says. Check out his piece for Money Control where he says that his experience building a cutting-edge diagnostic platform in India in partnership with IIT Madras and AIIMS Delhi proves that with the right mindset, India can lead the world in science and innovation. And finally, Infosys co-founder T.V. Mohandas Pai and Nisha Holla write that the proposed Income Tax Bill 2025 is a threat to fundamental rights. They argue that the bill, which grants tax authorities sweeping powers to access individuals' emails, social media, and cloud storage records without judicial approval, undermines the fundamental right to privacy and could lead to unchecked bureaucratic power and a chilling effect on businesses and investments. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.